listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, it's National Hamburger Day.
Yes.
Which probably the most commonly eaten food item in North America, I'd say.
Hmm.
The most available.
Yeah, that like, and pizza, I would
like
think.
Like fast food wise?
Oh,
yeah, pizza.
Yeah, pizza, yeah, yeah. But, I mean,
fries.
Do you think there are enough burger joints, like a burger chains in this world?
Yeah, there's a lot.
You think there's enough?
I think so.
Now, there's different tiers, right? You have your your fast food.
Yeah.
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Harvey's, stuff like that. And then you have the second tier.
Like your the five guys?
Yeah. Or what else? Priest Burgers. There's a couple that are like...
Oh, yeah, like South Street Burger Company or stuff like that. Yeah.
Licks. Are there Licks?
Licks still around?
I've never had Licks. I've heard it was great.
It was great.
That's pretty good.
Licks.
Now, when you make a burger at home, do you tend to purchase frozen boxes of...
No.
Or do you hand make your beef?
No, I'll purchase frozen ones because I'm lazy like that.
Yeah.
It's not really worth my time.
It's not.
It's just a burger.
I've never made a homemade burger that like blew my mind.
Like some people love burgers.
Yes, yeah.
And I don't dislike them. I like a nice burger, but I'm not one of these people who's like, "What's your best burger you've ever had?" I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. It was just a sandwich to me.
I can tell you mine.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in a little mom and pop type shop in near. Oh, I always forget the name. Lake Placid. We were skiing in Lake Placid.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're just driving through the, countryside. And there was like a little little restaurant cove type thing. And we just pulled in and...
Best burger ever.
And a mushroom Swiss burger. I'll never forget it.
Really?
For the rest of my life. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
A mushroom Swiss burger. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like when the fast food places do those too.
Yeah, I'm biased because we used to have, I say we because I used to work at Wendy's.
Right.
I used to have a mushroom bacon Swiss burger, and it was, to be honest, pretty gross.
Yeah, it's the can. You can't use the soggy canned mushrooms.
Everything was just bit.
My sister-in-law's former boyfriend, he ordered a burger everywhere he went.
Every single place.
The Keg. Swiss Chalet.
Yeah, didn't matter.
Anywhere. He was getting a burger.
Yeah.
He loved burgers.
Yeah, he did.
He loved hamburgers.
Yeah. You got any inside tips on making a good burger, Jason, being the youngest shift manager in Wendy's history?
Wait, how old are you?
15.
As shift manager?
Yeah.
15.
Incredible.
No, I don't have any.
Just incredible.
I mean, if you can't make a good burger, you're basically an idiot.
Yeah.
It's just meat, and then you put what you want on it.
I'll tell you what might turn off burgers for a bit.
What?
I used to clean the broilers at Burger King.
Ah, yeah.
But it comes off those bad boys.
Woo!
That is some stank.
Yeah,
that
it's
is
pretty gross.
Burger
grease,
waste.
A grease trap at a restaurant where they cook burgers and stuff. One of the most foul smells you'll ever have. Someone texted in to 762-555 Burgers and Shakes on Albion Road at Mitch Owens.
Yes,
well, there you go.
I've had them a few times.
I've not been there.
Really?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, it's right by my kid's school. Yeah, they're solid. Good salt, like, you know, for that not too fast, but still fast food burger. They're really good. I don't know. Any ingredient that wrecks a burger for you?
Sweet relish.
Oh, sweet relish on anything.
Well, shouldn't never have been invented.
It should be abolished.
I don't mind a dill relish. I like a dill relish sometimes. It's nice.
And even just a relish relish, like, you know, a basic sort of.
Sweet relish is considered relish.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind a corn relish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. Not on a burger.
It's more like a chutney.
I'll put that on like a street vendor sausage. Kind of. A chutney is more like a jam. I don't like the word chutney.
No?
No.
Why? Let's remember the word chutney.
I don't know. It just makes me feel a little bit gross. Gives me a bit of a lump in my throat. I don't know why.
I feel like maybe it's some sort of growth you get on your knee from spending too much time like working in the fields.
No,
you got chutney.
I think it it makes me think of a chunk of vomit, to be honest.
Oh.
Hey, we have a call. Why don't we take it?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Shay. What's up?
Hey. I got a buddy that owns a cattle farm.
Right.
Nothing better than fresh ground meat that hasn't been processed in a company.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You just bite.
Most of us don't have the time for that, though, sir.
No.
Sorry about your connection.
Bad connection, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Jason only buys box burgers because he said he's too lazy.
Yeah,
imagine
he
had to kill
lazy.
The cow.
Yeah, you had to slaughter the cow and grind it yourself.
That would be...
Someone who's only been alive for 5 minutes who texted in, why is it called a hamburger? Because it's from Hamburg in Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's not made of ham.
No.
Yeah.
was a place where it was considered, it was invented, I guess. Yeah.
So anyways. There you go. Happy National Hamburger Day.
What were you going to say?
I was
going to
say,
more?
No, well, someone texted in.
How much more can we talk about burgers?
Well, because when you all get that nice chuck, when you get like a fresh burger, you don't have to cook it to like a crisp like you would if you bought store-bought ground beef. You don't really want to have rare burgers. But if you go to a place that's got nice fresh meat, you can get like a nice medium rare burger and it's just.
I've had it. Don't like it.
What, you like a full-cooked burger?
Yeah. Not overdone, but full-cooked.
Yeah. I don't want pink in my burger. Yeah. My steak.
Steak different.
Yeah, blood, my steak, I want to be mooing while I cut into it.
But what if you took that steak you're about to eat, put it through a grinder, and made a burger out of it?
That's a waste of steak.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. What, you lost your mind?
Well, that's what they do.
What's wrong with you? Crazy?
They make a lot of burgers like that these days.
No, I don't like it.
Do we need to check in someplace this morning?
Man.
Don't say
crazy. I had burgers last night.
Don't say crazy. Stop it. All right, well.
Burgers all day.
Go grab a burger or bring us some. Huh?
I wouldn't mind a
burger. That's always an option.
Yeah. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, dentists, optometrists, and a bunch of other people in Ontario will soon be able to start taking clients again. They're on the list of more than 24 healthcare providers that can gradually reopen. If you'd like to know who else is on the list, chiropractors, physiotherapists, psychologists, dietitians, dentists, midwives. Also included on the list, so there you go. The order does take effect immediately. Doesn't mean everything's going to open.
No.
They still have to comply to
their colleges
health and safety guidelines before allowing the services to continue, but that's good. You need to go to any of those services. Prime Minister and the country's premiers will hold a conference call later today discussing a bunch of things. One of the major topics, the terrible situation with long-term care homes. And paid leave for sick workers who fall ill, the 10 days of paid leave. Now, the Quebec Premier, François Legault, he's already told Trudeau that he received a very negative reaction from the corporate side. He also offered a question of who will pay for all this. But you know the answer to that, François.
We will.
taxpayers will pay for it.
Yay.
Okay.
All right.
Ottawa City Council passed the motion to waive patio fees for 2020. To support local businesses, so that's good. Help patrons sit farther apart and physically distance. So you'll be able to go and sit on a patio far away from people, which is ideal for me. I always thought you sat too close.
Yeah.
Like in any restaurant situation, always sitting too close.
If the back of my seat is touching the back of your seat,
it's too close.
Or too close.
Like, how the hell do you get out?
If I even have to think, am I going to hit this guy behind me?
Way too close. And a slight bit of sports news. The NHL continues to come up with their plan for the possible return this summer. They've advised the teams to prepare for a 28-player roster, an unlimited number of goaltenders for training camp, so maybe I can get some skate time in.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah, get in.
And they would be limited to 50 personnel of any kind in any one of the two cities that would be able to host games, one in the east, one in the west. Likely not one of the cities in Canada. Unless the government lifts their two-week mandatory quarantine.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Mainly sunny today. It's still hot. A little bit windy. High of 30, but not nearly as hot as yesterday. Yesterday was even a bit hot for this guy here.
For that guy, eh?
He went inside.
I was doing some work and around the noon hour, and I was like, what am I doing? Yeah, I don't need to fall down dead in my yard.
That would be embarrassing considering all the warnings we gave everybody.
Yeah, for sure. So I went inside.
Were you wearing your sleeping bag like we told you to?
Yeah, I was wearing my snow suit.
And just licking a salt lick?
Yeah, I make salt cubes.
And nice.
I just put them in my mouth.
Still felt bad.
Still felt bad, yeah. Right. Yeah. We will get some rain tonight into tomorrow, and that's going to cool things down into the weekend. They say the dice roll in the Saturday temperature, now they say 17. So
that's not so bad.
No, it's okay.
Not
fine.
So bad there, eh?
I don't mind 17.
Hey.
All right.
Not so bad.
Right now it's 22. And that's the latest.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
All right. Well, in the next little bit, we're going to talk about mountain poo. And
literally.
Not a mountain of it.
No.
But you'll see. It's disgusting. And we got an email.
Yeah.
About something this radio station used to do a long time ago. In the 90s, was it?
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Lots of radio stations tried this.
Yes.
And they're asking us to bring it back.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to probably comply, I guess, because it makes a lot of sense
to
me.
I guess so. Yeah, for sure.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We got an email sent to us.
We love to get email. We love listener correspondence.
Yeah.
It's fun.
From the website. And his name's Scott. We won't give his last name.
No,
we don't have to.
Good guy.
But he says, I can remember one summer in the late 90s or early 2000s, Shay had a high-frequency sound, not noticeable to the human ear, mixed in with their music to repel mosquitoes, and it really did work. My question is, where did that go and or why? That was the best summer I've ever had.
Do you think he sent that email, like, tongue-in-cheek? Or do you think Scott was serious about it?
I don't know. I want to not offend the man.
No.
Because he was duped.
Right. That doesn't work.
If he believed that.
That's a radio station ploy to get you to have the radio station.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Classic ploy.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
And not just, like, exclusive to Ottawa. That is a North American.
Yeah.
Like, our boss sort of brought it up a while ago, didn't he? And we laughed at him.
Yeah.
And he said, no, we're not.
We're like, I'm not doing
please don't do that. But, yeah, so Scott, sorry, there's no such thing.
No. Like, I'll lie to you for a joke for a while, but I'm not going to lie to you for, like, an entire summer.
No.
and try and make you believe something that's not true.
That doesn't exist.
Like, we're honest people.
Because if it did exist, radio stations would be doing it constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the world would just do it.
Yeah. They would just make little frequency things, whatever, and you'd put them in your backyard, and they'd keep them away.
Now, on the topic of mosquitoes, yesterday, and it's not a new problem, happens every year. We seem to forget about it. But I did look up what the purpose of mosquitoes are.
Oh, okay. To feed bigger bugs, no?
That's it. That's the only purpose. I just wondered what exactly their purpose was.
To make us itchy so that bigger bugs can have dinner. That's really the sole purpose.
Yeah, like the mosquito larvae is very crucial to the aquatic population of the earth.
Like fish and stuff?
Yeah, fish and stuff.
Or
and then,
bigger water
and
bugs?
Then raptorial birds will come over and they'll eat the fish and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like it's a part of the food chain. But I just wish we weren't part of the mosquitoes' food chain.
Yeah, why don't you just go eat birds?
Why can't you make the,
bird's blood?
Mosquitoes, or birds, or make the raccoons itchy.
I'm sure they do. I was looking out my bathroom window into my backyard yesterday. And a few dragonflies arrived.
Oh, boy.
And I was, I was pumped.
I love dragonflies.
Watching them dive bomb and grabbing all the mosquitoes. I was like, yeah. And then I started thinking, and I didn't research it. It's along your lines. Can you raise dragonflies? Can I hatch a whole bunch of dragonflies in my backyard? I don't know. I didn't look it up, I said. But I wonder if you can. Because, A, they're fun to watch.
They have sex in the air.
Yeah, they have flying sex, which is always
the little guys. You don't see the big guys having too much sex. They're
in the air, yeah. But watching them, that's exactly the music I said out loud, too. That's hilarious. We came to send it in. I was like, get them! Kill them all! You're not full! Eat up!
Yeah. I imagine it's like when you see in like an old war movie, like in Vietnam or something like that, and there's guys waiting for the arrival of backup, like helicopters coming in.
Oh, for sure.
And they're like, they've hunkered down in a place and they're waiting to be rescued and the dragonflies come in. You're like, oh, thank the Lord.
You hear CCR, you think, roll over the mountain.
Yeah! Here.
And then you walk outside, you get eaten again.
Yeah.
Like,
but
you missed 76,000.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But if you do hear mosquito tone, or we tell you, you tell that there is one going on to keep the mosquitoes away.
It's a lie.
We're just pulling your leg.
Yeah.
If anyone's got a dragonfly farm, holla.
Yeah. I might do that too. I'll raise some chickens and dragonflies.
Dragonflies.
They're the best.
I think they need water, don't they?
Do they need water?
It's the source of life.
I remember seeing them. You know what I mean. Like a large body of white.
Nah. Just a kiddie pool or something.
Like everything.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Some people not very happy about things opening up. There was a fellow in Pennsylvania took it upon himself to let the owner of Billy's Burgerland know how he felt. Put some raw sewage in a Mountain Dew bottle and threw it at the window. So we were going to talk about that.
Like a plastic bottle?
Yeah, a plastic
bottle. Just bounced off the window and lay on the ground.
Yeah.
We had a Mountain Dew bottle full of sewage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Lovely. Isn't it the same thing? Hey. As regular.
Don't even.
It's a joke. It was a joke.
We did get a message from our boss.
Sorry. We did, yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking about the email that we got from
Scott.
Nice listener Scott, who seemed to recall that the radio station had a mosquito repellent tone undetectable to the human ear.
Just for one summer in the 90s, said it was the best summer of his life.
Because there's no bugs.
Right.
We told him it's not real and that a whole bunch of radio stations have done that.
So I guess our boss didn't hear us talking about that because he left us a message.
Hey guys, it's Adam. The station received an email last night. It blew my mind. I have to share it with you guys.
I
don't know if you know this, but it seems a few years ago, Shay did something super cool for Ottawa. I'm not a scientist, so I can't really explain how this works, but I guess we mixed a high frequency sound like that human ears can't detect, but that high frequency repelled mosquitoes. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, this guy asked if we could do it again, and I totally agree. Like, why wouldn't we? So I've got an email out to our engineering team to ask if and when we can do this again. And I think we may want to talk to the government, like CSIS or something, just to make sure there's nothing bad the frequencies may do to the city, just to be safe, because there has to be a reason we stopped doing this. Like, I don't know why we stopped doing this. It's amazing. Anyway, I wanted to get that thought on your radar because I'm pumped, and we should totally do this. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
I can't, I would like to be a mosquito on the wall when he speaks to the engineers about that. Terry and Andy and Steve sitting in that room.
Just not
looking,
sure.
Mouth agape.
Kind of like I am. Not sure if he's kidding, hoping he's kidding, but also knowing he's probably not kidding, which is a little terrifying. But he's pretty fresh, right, to radio, so he might not remember those.
Right.
I mean, we're a little older. We've been a little more longer in the tooth in this game, right? So he might not have heard of those stunts back in the 90s.
I think he's almost as old as 90s. Us. He just acts immaturely.
Is he as old as us?
Almost.
Okay. Well...
You wouldn't know, by the way, he skips and runs down
literally.
The hall.
They'd hear, the engineers would hear him coming down. They'd be like, oh, God.
Well, none of them are in the building, so he's going to have to.
Just one.
Yeah.
Yeah, one at a time. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, dumb badger. He'll get you. You gotta be careful. All right, well, it doesn't exist, so we're sorry. I mean, Jamie can try to emulate it.
Yeah, try and make a noise.
Hold on. Sorry.
Take your smart speaker outside, like near the mosquitoes. Let's see if this works.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you? What are you doing?
Talk amongst yourself.
Okay, we need to talk amongst ourselves.
You try to do like a high-pitched noise? I can still hear it. I don't think that'll work.
Yes. That's just so high you can't hear it.
Yeah.
We can hear it.
So far, that's just
Jamie,
repelling
still
listeners.
Hear it. Yeah. You need to change the tone.
Yeah.
No, you had it at the end. You had it at the end. Do that one again. Let's see.
I can't hear that when you do that. So
on
that
the
must
radio.
Be
pantomiming on the radio.
Yeah,
we're good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get right on that for you, Adam.
Yeah.
don't worry about talking to the engineers. We've done it already.
Closer.
I can still hear it.
Yeah, we shouldn't be able to hear it.
And I can't even really hear high frequencies, but I can still hear that.
Okay. You okay? You got a breath?
You're going to give yourself a hernia.
Chris Biggs. Word. Jason Barr.
Hey.
Pasty Jamie.
What is up?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
On 106.1 Shay.
We're going to play some towns around town.
Give us a call, 613-750-1061. We'll start with a hint. It's not Arne Pryor.
Our first hint.
Yeah.
Because that is our top guess.
Every time.
Every week.
Like 5-6 guesses we get. It's Arne Pryor.
No.
No, it's not.
It is not Arne Pryor.
Okay, we got a call.
There's nothing wrong with Arne Pryor.
No, it's Fine Town. Just
not,
that's not it.
Not our town around town.
Please guess Arne Pryor.
Hey, good morning. What town around town are we thinking about?
Hey, is it Cars?
Cars.
Cars. Nope. Not Cars. No, sorry. No.
I want to mess up. It's spelled with a K.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Metcalf?
Metcalf.
Not Metcalf.
No.
No, sorry.
No. Hey, good morning. What town around town?
North Gore.
North Gore.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You know what we got, fellas?
Yeah.
Mad Ford.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Honestly.
All right.
Honestly.
You know another clue?
Yes.
There was a big fire there a long time ago.
Oh, big fire a long time
ago.
In like
1870.
Oh, okay. 1870. Wow. Yeah, yeah. There might be someone alive still who saw that. That's impossible. Hey, good morning. What town around town?
St. Albert.
No. St. Albert.
Not St. Albert.
Last week, wasn't that?
Lovely curds, but no.
No.
No, who doesn't like a good curd, eh?
Yeah, love a nice curd. Hey, little squeaky cheese.
Good morning. What town around town?
Almont.
Almont.
No. Not Almont.
No.
Also, lovely town.
Yeah. Yes.
Go there.
Basketball. Yeah, that's where James Naismith is from.
Is he from
Almont? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Is he from Almont?
Yeah.
Duncan over
there.
There's a
brewery there, the Crooked Mile Brewery. I've gone there before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. Nice for a walk, you know, a little hilly, but whatever. Hey, good morning, town around town. There we're talking about. Hey there, phone.
You may hung up. Missed them. Okay.
Hi, good morning. Which town around town?
Limoges.
Limoges.
Limoges. No, sorry, man. The first settlers were Irish soldiers.
Oh, okay. Big clue. Big clue.
Big clue for that one.
Hi, good morning. What town around town?
Is it Osgood?
Osgood.
No, not Osgood.
It's not Osgood. Okay. But thanks for the
guess. Almost bought a house in Osgood.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at places in Osgood, too.
Yeah. It's a nice spot. A bit of a drive for the station. But yeah. Hi, good morning. What town around town?
Pembroke.
Pembroke.
Ah, not too Pembroke, far. No. Lovely places in Pembroke.
Are they really?
Home of the Lumber Kings, eh?
Sure.
Who's that?
The hockey team.
Oh. Triple A?
CCHL.
Oh.
Junior A. Tier 2. Canadian Central Hockey Association.
Jamie knows his hockey.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. What town around town? Hey there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what town around town are we thinking about?
Is it Stittsville?
Stittsville. Yeah.
Yay! It is. It's Stittsville.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's right. Stittsville. All right.
We didn't even get to say that people vandalize the town sign on a regular basis.
They do.
Or tell you that Craig Anderson lives there.
He does.
You win.
Congratulations. You're in our draw for our secret sack, and you're on the wall of champions, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
You've never vandalized the sign, have you? He's not saying anything. Okay, hold on.
I think there was a bit of a technical issue there.
Based on his comments, I figured he might be the kind of guy.
He might be the one, right.
That would vandalize a sign.
It's a couple names you can change it to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But,
the easiest one is just taking the S off the front, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the quick one.
You can also
change the T to an H.
Yeah.
Make it, you know.
Yeah. I imagine what they got called, like, playing against other towns
absolutely.
In hockey.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's an easy chirp right there.
Yeah, that's a basic
But that's
chirp.
Towns around town. That was
that
great.
Is, yeah, good stuff. Stittsville.
Great participation today.
Mad phones.
Always mad phones. You going to play the right thing this time?
Yeah. And, we'll see how they get to it.
Oh, Lord! Okay, I have a technical question for you. You just played it, right? And then we talked for like 30 seconds. You played nothing else in between. Yeah, you still had to scroll 7 pages on your sound effect list.
I'll tell you something, Chris.
Okay.
Because in the midst of that, we had a guy who didn't know how to use his phone.
Oh, so
then I had to scroll to the other page, and then he answered. And I was, we're going to play this.
We didn't get to play this.
You don't know how to use the phone. Please don't f***ing call us.
Now, in the interest of logistics... When we are taking calls with phones and we may have mad phones and also people who don't know how to use the phone, wouldn't it make sense to put them on the same page?
You're right. It would.
Okay.
I'll be honest. You know, takes a man to admit when he's done something wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong. You just haven't done it right.
You know, it's one of those things you never think about, right?
Hey, Jason.
Look at how defensive he's right now. He's backed up. He's pulled his mic away. What's up?
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Okay, thanks, Jason.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
And these are desperate times. There's a story about a guy who broke into a bank, you know. You got to be pretty desperate to, you know, risk
like
your life breaking into a bank.
High-level tech heist, like some super organized.
Not really.
Vault busting.
Because they did catch him, and... It turns out he didn't break in to steal any money. He just wanted a place to heat up his hot pocket.
You did that for a hot pocket?
Yes. Only for a hot pocket.
You broke into a bank for a hot pocket?
Hot pocket.
Hot pocket. Was it worth it?
Hot pocket? Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. He's all about that hot pocket.
Like, I like a hot pocket as much as the next guy. Maybe not as much as that guy.
I don't like a hot pocket.
Hot pockets.
I don't like I don't like a hot pocket because it's never hot.
Wow.
Or it's lava.
Yeah, it's an inferno.
Like, there's just no in between.
Ice or lava, literally.
And sometimes both in the same hot pocket. Like, ooh, this side's a little cold. Ah! Next bite. Like, it's ridiculous.
Hot Pockets.
I have actually injured myself, like, burned my mouth, like, the corner of my mouth one time. Man. Because I had a Hot Pocket, and I heated it up in the microwave. And I thought, by the touch, by my hands, which I'm pretty good at judging temperature with my hands. I took it out, and I'm like, this feels perfect. The one time I bit into it, and the crust was perfect, but this steaming hot bit of saucy cheese just went hit me in the corner of the mouth and I had like a blister.
Yeah.
Like it's some sort of
I don't know why they still exist. I don't know why like anyone eats them.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because they're delicious.
Like Jim Gaffigan does a great bit on it.
And hot pocket.
Yeah. if you want to see
it. Hot pocket.
I love these guys.
Wait, did he have a hot pocket? And needed a microwave to warm it up? Or did he see a Hot Pocket inside the bank?
Why would the Hot Pockets be in the bank?
Is it a Hot Pocket bank? Do they have those? Or they just keep Hot Pockets locked away?
Some secret recipe.
Yeah, the ones that don't burn your mouth?
Yeah. You think maybe he could see like the staff prep area, maybe a small bank, and he saw the microwave and maybe an empty box of Hot Pockets
there? Yeah, and he's like, oh, I bet you there's some
I got to get myself some of those.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I want to be that enthused about anything. I do.
Let alone a mouth mine. It's ridiculous.
That food roulette.
It really is.
Hot pocket.
What's this bite going to be? Ooh. Scalding.
Yeah.
Next one. It's like eating an ice cube.
Yeah.
Next one. Food poisoning. Yay. Ding. Hot pocket.
Yeah. Hot pockets.
We have instant answer question time coming up.
We do, yeah.
You can text us 762-555. Any question you like.
Any topic, any subject. Except maybe Hot Pockets.
Yeah, I think we've talked enough about Hot Pockets.
We could talk about pizza rolls or
pizza pops.
Yeah, pizza pops. Mm. Bagel bites.
Oh, bagel bites.
Good.
Oh, yeah, bagel bites.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good call.
Many little spring rolls, too. Egg rolls.
Yeah, they're
those
great.
Look good, yeah. I'm not
the
a big
pizza
fan.
Rolls?
Yeah, pizza rolls are solid. Yeah.
Pizza rolls.
Sausage rolls can kick rocks.
Yeah, I don't
what?
Like those.
What? Yeah. Oh, you're both crazy.
Nah, you can have them.
You're both crazy.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 J.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What are some turning points in your lives?
Same things. Most, pretty much anybody else.
Yeah, major decisions.
You know, I'm married.
Children.
Had kids. Bought a house.
Yeah.
Got a new job. Got fired.
Job.
Got another new job. Stuff like that. Bought a car.
There was a turning point in my youth that wasn't even my control.
Oh, yeah?
I was you know, running with some fellows that weren't the, we weren't the most law-abiding crew.
Okay.
This is very young, early teens. And we had, I'm not going to say what or what, but there was a plan for a pretty serious
heist.
Offense.
Offense,
yeah. Yeah, heist. And I was not really in the core, but I was going to hang on and kind of hang out and whatever. And then we went to the three of us because we're getting up crack of dawn to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Genius plan. And the guy that was supposed to, like the biggest mouth of the group, the guy that was going to run and do all the work, was sleeping on his couch and wouldn't wake up. So we just went home.
So that's a good decision, then.
It was a very good decision because it was a terrible idea and I probably would have been arrested. So it was the only thing ever I was tempted to do on that criminal level when I was a young, stupid kid. So I'm glad that kid slept.
There you go.
What would you do if you found out your wife was having triplets? Start drinking even more?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd obviously have to take care of them.
Weep.
Because that's your obligation.
Yeah.
You have children is to take care of them, but that's...
Just walk into a lake?
There's a story today of a guy.
What?
He found that out?
He found that out here.
You ready to see?
Yeah. All right. You want to look at the pictures of your little brother or sister?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
I already had one.
Baby A? Are you kidding me?
Just wait.
No. Baby B? No. Triplets?
Yeah.
Triplets?
Here's all three of them.
No.
Yeah. There he said he's trying to be happy, eh? But you heard it in that? No. No.
No. God, everything sucks. Yeah.
Hey, you guys like picking scabs?
No.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one really? Of the most memorable things in my life was when I was a child. I still remember it. The Bramley City Center and Bargain Heralds. I saw a man one cash register over with like a scab on his elbow curled on both sides.
Really?
And I wanted to rip it off so bad. I didn't, but I wanted to.
So this is a random stranger?
Yeah.
A man?
Yeah.
You were a child?
Yeah.
And you still remember to this day?
I still remember to this day. I remember that scab.
That's crazy.
It was thick.
Okay, yeah.
But itch and a scab. It's a different kind of itch. My friend had a drunkle Mike. And he was always
a drunk uncle. A drunk uncle. I don't know what a drunk is.
And he was always getting drunk at family events. And he always told the story of this kid who had a huge scab on his back. And like long, like a few inches long
scab. Like it had fallen off his bike or something?
Yeah, and it was on his back. And his drunkle Mike just went up and ripped it off. And, I just ripped the scab off this child's back. He said it was hilarious. The kid was like screaming.
Oh,
obviously,
of course
he was.
Yeah. Especially if it's like a new scab.
Oh, yeah.
It's got some deep roots still in there.
That's scabs, what I wanted to do that guy in line.
Sure.
He probably would have punched me in the face.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, it was still stuck pretty good in the middle. Like, ooh.
Yeah, he would have deserved every knuckle in that punch. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Have you thought about doing a segment called Stoner Trivia with Nathan?
Oh, poor Nathan.
Oh, man.
Nathan is a guy who was called in for Ottawa on a couple of occasions and has not been able to answer any of the questions.
No. But seems like a real nice guy. Maybe he just chokes during trivia. Like, it's a lot of pressure out of
30 seconds to have all that knowledge flow from your brain.
Yeah. I don't know. People are hard on Nathan.
Yeah, they're being really hard on him. It's kind of making me sad.
Yeah.
Leave that to us.
We might have mocked him incessantly both times he did it, but that's our job.
I don't know if I'm sad about it. Like, he did choose to call.
That's true. That's true.
We do have Ottawa coming up soon.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it is on the way.
Time now for Ottawa. Ottawa.
30 seconds to answer 5 trivia questions. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Who we got?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready as hell ever be.
All right, buddy.
Okay, you're good. Time will start after I read the first question.
All right.
What state was the world's first rodeo held in?
Texas.
What Ontario city is painting circles on the grounds of their dumb residents respecting social distancing in parks?
Toronto.
What is the top-selling old number 7 American whiskey in the world?
Jack Daniels.
Who played Jack in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who played Jack in the movie Jack?
Kangaroo Jack.
All right, let's review your answers.
What happened there? You said a Jack stroke when you were going.
Yeah, Jack stroke.
Yeah,
that's a different.
That's a different thing.
All right,
it's a different thing.
All right, who played Jack in the movie Jack? You said Kangaroo Jack. Real answer, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's fine. Well,
yeah.
Nobody did. Nobody in the world knew. Chris.
So you didn't win. Who played Jack in Titanic? You were right when you said Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, for sure.
What is the top-selling old number 7 American whiskey in the world? You said Jack Daniels. You were right. What Ontario city is painting circles on the ground so their dumb residents respecting social distancing in parks, which is a terribly worded question.
I put an extra ing in there.
Mm-hmm. You said Toronto. That's right.
Yeah.
They're painting circles in Trinity Bellwoods Park because their residents are too dumb to figure it out.
I love it.
Where do we stand at the park?
And what state was the world's first rodeo held in? You were correct.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
So if you had only known that obscure Robin Williams movie, you would have won the contest.
I know.
Sorry, Chris.
But you didn't know. Jack!
Yeah. Right, he's gone.
Why? Why all the Jack questions? You just got on a Jack roll?
Yeah.
Why didn't you then change the second one so they were all Jack?
It's tough. I typed in Jack trivia.
Could have typed a question about Jack fish, Jack fruit.
Oh, yeah, I could.
Jack in the box.
Are you shocked?
I was thinking about Papa Jack popcorn, I'll tell you that.
Could have done that.
What am I shocked about?
That there's not a website dedicated to just trivia with the answers being Jack. You thought that existed? Jack Trivia. You thought someone would have a website, a web page dedicated to just trivia questions that were answers for Jack.
How long have we been doing Ottawa for? Some time. Do you know how many trivia pages there are out there? Yeah. And specialized ones as well.
Okay.
Anyway.
Going to get a lot of hits on that page.
On the first search page in Google, there was no Jack trivia. Like just about people named Jack.
Okay. But anyways, he didn't win Jack, so it doesn't matter.
No, he didn't win Jack.
All right.
Jack squat.
We got another round tomorrow at this time, yeah?
Yes.
All the answers tomorrow should be squat.
Okay.
I'm trying to involve you in the conversation, so I ask it as a question.
Okay.
You seem very involved while drinking your ice cap.
I was dozing off about 2 minutes ago, so I'm trying to get some caffeine. Well, I was late today, so I didn't get to get my coffee.
Right.
Is that obnoxious?
To some.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And, you know, we're bombarded with news information these days. So many different sources. But we should keep in mind to at least think about the source that we get our information from. We have long said that television news, basically the people who give you the news, they just read what's on the teleprompter.
Sure.
It makes no difference.
Anchors aren't really, most, generally. Some are still, are pretty good.
Some are.
But most are just talking heads.
Yeah. So there was a press release put out by Amazon, which is not really a news story at all.
No.
But they needed some filler. And I guess a lot of stations needed some filler. Now, it's not a slight against Amazon.
Oh,
they
God,
put out
no.
a press release. They gave accurate information about what they were putting out.
Right.
But these news people just said it as a news story.
From a press release.
From a press release. Everybody said it. This is in the States.
Yeah. Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Everybody's just reading the exact same thing.
Well, what's also happened in the States is there's a couple of big companies that have bought up all the little local news stations. Like, not just... No, CNN or Fox News, like the big guys, all the local news spots. So they have the same copywriters for a lot of the stations.
Right.
So they'll just they'll type a story and just send it out.
En masse.
And this guy today obviously didn't even type a story. He just copy and pasted the press release and just said, he's like, I'm tired today. Here, read this stupid Amazon thing.
And it's not inaccurate. A lot of people are ordering from Amazon.
Of course.
It is made by Amazon.
Right.
That's the best part.
Yeah, the story was made by Amazon for Amazon.
For Amazon and the news outlets.
Just
read
it.
They're like, well, thanks. Thanks for the free ad.
We should start doing that.
Yeah, just send out press releases about us. That's just accurate information.
Yeah.
Biggs and Barr Show, best show in the world. And just send it to all the news things and see if they read it.
This morning, Chris Biggs drank an ice cap in 34 seconds and got a brain freeze.
That happened.
That's
accurate.
I looked over and Chris was holding his forehead.
I was dying for caffeine. He didn't get my coffee.
You drank that too fast, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah. I'm an idiot. But hey, whatever.
So, all we're saying is just keep it in mind where your stuff is coming from.
I did see the new Twitter censorship thing yesterday for the first time.
That Trump's going to shut down?
Yeah, Trump's going to shut down social media. You didn't know that?
Yeah, yeah. He's got to put an act in or something.
It's going to be huge.
But it was actually an Ice Cube, the rapper. He tweeted something, and underneath it said manipulated media. And so you click on it, and it says what the actual fact is.
Well, that's good. It's about time we did that. Now, there's a difference
Who's Trump
between...
Who's going to yell it all day if he shuts down Twitter?
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, what are you going to say, Jason?
There's a difference between something being humorous or a satire and then something just being an out-and-out lie.
Yes.
So hopefully they can distinguish between that.
And there's also a difference between fact-checking and censorship.
Yes.
Right.
Fact-checking is not censorship.
No.
Someone should explain that to Mr. Huge before he shuts down the only way he reaches most of his minions. So,
if you would like some facts, we have instant answer question time coming up. 762-555.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you could check our facts if you like.
They'll be wrong, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't claim to be some sort of vast encyclopedia of knowledge and the best at everything.
We don't.
Now.
We do that all the time.
Probably every day.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
Yep. Do that. Text us your questions, we'll answer them.
If you were labeled best in the world, what would you want it to be for?
Already done.
As it happens, we have been labeled best in the world for morning show. So, three times. Actually, well, maybe it was just the country.
It was just the country. But, still.
Yeah, but we are world
famous. That's because there's no world awards for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
We have that one, too.
We got a phone call. You want to take it?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Shay, hello.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, feeling good, man. Feeling real good.
That's all right.
What can we do for you today?
Well, for starters, you could tell me, please, what day of the week it is, because I'm trying to make sure here, because I think that both my calendar and my watch are lying to me.
Well, my friend, today is Thursday.
And I was right, man, because my watch says it's Friday.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Peace.
Yeah, peace to you, brother.
That's our buddy Heavy Duty.
Yeah, Heavy Duty. Yeah.
I love that guy. I love that guy so much.
He's one of my favorites.
Oh, he's really
Heavy Duty.
Yeah, I love Heavy Duty. Absolutely.
Maybe my favorite human being I've never met.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
In the whole world.
I don't think I want to meet him.
No, I don't think so.
I want to have a phone relationship. It's great.
If you were asked to be one of the first colonists on Mars, would you go?
I'd have to know more details.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, where would I stay? Am I going to stay in, like, a tent or something? Like, I don't want to live in a tent.
Yeah.
I like my house.
Sure.
Right?
I want to live in a tent.
What's your job going to be on Mars? Yeah. Like, digging by hand or something?
Do we ever get to come home? Do we visit? You know?
That I don't care so much about.
Okay.
I just don't want to, like, dig or something. Like, it hurt my back.
This isn't a question, but it said millions of Canadians staying at home are relying on the Biggs and Barr show.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
The Amazon thing, because that story said millions of... that's very kind. I don't think it's millions. Maybe hundreds of thousands.
Maybe worldwide. You never know. We are world famous.
That is true.
You guys afraid of the new cannibal rats?
Oh, I heard about those.
Yeah.
No.
There's no garbage to eat because there's less people walking around New York City, so the rats are starting to eat each other.
Right. Well, I'm not afraid of the cannibal rats because I'm not a rat.
I think they're lashing out at people, too. They're getting a little more bold.
They're very aggressive.
Yeah.
No, I'd be more afraid of, like, cannibal people running wild, not cannibal rats, because rats aren't going to eat me.
If you were a piece of furniture, what would you be? It's like a...
Okay, I'm going to try and think of it.
I'm like a... like an old armchair that doesn't really work.
Okay.
But we'll still, like, when you need it, when you... like, nobody sits in it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, God, look at that gross thing. But when you have company over and you need that extra chair, it'll be there for you. Like, I'm pretty good
at it. No one's going to throw it out.
What about you, Jamie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I know what I would be. I think I would be like a sturdy shelving unit.
Not exciting.
Is that furniture?
Nothing flashy.
No.
That's what I meant
but
by
something that holds a lot of weight, because I've been carrying you guys for years.
Oh! I thought you were going to say your family, and you'd turn it on us.
Punch yourself in the face!
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the biggest lie that's ever come out of your mouth.
Heavy Duty.
What kind of furniture I am.
I'm a
rocking chair, because I love to rock.
What is the dumbest thing someone has argued with you about?
Oh, Brian, two syllables,
yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Someone I know has said that the word, the name Brian is only one syllable. Yeah.
Brian.
And it is quite clearly two. And every time he says it, he says two syllables.
No.
Yet still claims it's one.
When
Brian started as a word, it was a two-syllable word. It was like Ryan.
No one ever says Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. You say Ryan.
Right.
You don't say Brian.
Well, you do.
You say
do.
Brian.
No.
Hey, Brian.
You're still saying two syllables.
Why do we have to go back down this road? We have agreed to disagree.
Someone asked a question. They said, what is the dumbest thing someone has argued with you about? And it's that.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think of you guys as enlightened, intelligent individuals,
right?
And you're playing the sheep game on this one, man.
What society tells you is right,
not actually listening to it and questioning it.
Right. I wasn't aware we were playing the sheep game, Jamie.
Brian. Jeez. Brian. One syllable.
Still two syllables.
Dave. One syllable. Brian. One syllable.
I mean, you're
Andrew. Two syllables.
You're literally disproving yourself every time you give another reference.
I don't think you need your wax.
Okay, fine. Agree to disagree.
Okay. I thought the dildo willow argument was
rhymes?
Than
this
one.
No way.
Not a true rhyme.
No.
That is it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
Does it for us. Thank you for tuning in as always. Appreciate it. Don't forget, lots of ways to track both us and the radio station down during the day if you're bored. We have our podcast every day that goes up on iTunes, Spotify, Frequency Podcast Network, basically anywhere you can find a podcast.
And from that podcast, we take our feature called Drunk Podcast, yes, which we'll feature tomorrow.
Yeah. We're not actually drunk, by the way. Jamie just slows us down so we sound drunk.
Yeah, we're not really drunk.
If you haven't heard it. Yeah. Also, all the social media if you want. We all do Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any of that.
Yeah.
You fire some funny stuff your way during the day, generally.
On occasion.
Mm-hmm.
From time to time.
Yep. We're not going to spam you.
No,
some,
not generally.
Some people I follow, I'm starting to block.
Because
you can mute people now on social media. So, like, you're still, like, your buddies, but I don't have to see their stuff in my feed all day because they put up 76 posts a day of their dog. Like, I don't mind. I throw up. I'm just as guilty as anyone putting up a dog pic. But
I think, like, your last 21 posts have been about your dog.
Yeah. But I know. But I'll do, like, one every 3-4 days, I'm saying.
From
like,
time to time.
Yeah, I'm not knocking the type of post. I'm knocking the 76 a day post. Yes. Right. That's what.
No, I get you. You know? Yeah, I've unfollowed a lot of people just because of all this COVID stuff. It's really highlighted the morons you didn't know were morons.
Douchebags.
Yeah. So
my favorite clip. Douchebag. It's so hard. Do you have it? Play it.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Okay. No. Nope.
Why don't you have it? You used to have it.
But I don't.
What happened to it? Where'd your douchebag go?
I do have it.
Did you lose your douchebag?
Oh, I do have it.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
Punch yourself in the face.
Douchebag.
What is wrong with
I thought
you?
I got rid of it to clear up space for something else.
Okay.
For one of our many states that we talk about.
Oh, I see.
Oh. West Virginia, is that the one that you cleared up space?
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road.
We're not going to go down this
no,
and do all the
Mar.
That's good enough.
Let's all right. not do it.
Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
World famous. You're listening to the world famous three-time award-winning Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1.